Okay, tonight is Monday night, February 4th. This is the Gemara Share. We're up to Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet.
Okay, Rabotai. We're about eight lines from the top. Well, actually, we did that tomorrow. About 12 lines in a Tana. There's a dot after the word Karbin Osehen. The Gemara had said that a Nazir and Mitzora were allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, despite the fact that they had available time on Erev Yontiv, Shelo Yishu Karbin Osehen, so that we would not delay their Karbon. The Gemara goes on to two other categories for which there is an isur of shaving, and under certain conditions permitted. Tana, we learned in a braita, hakohen v'ha'ovel mutarin b'giluach. A kohen and an ovel are permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara later will discuss the situations of kohen. It's talking about somebody just got off his shift. We'll talk about that when we get up to the Gemara. Tonight we focus on an ovel. Under what circumstances can an ovel shave on Chol HaMoed? Ovel hechidami. Answers the Gemara. Ilema shechol shmini shelo be'erev haregel. What happened? He gets up from Shiva, and the eighth day, the day after Shiva, is now the Shloshim. So, and then what's going to happen? Yontiv will cancel out the Shloshim. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Why can't he take a shave on Erev Yontif? Why does he have to shave Dafka on Chol HaMoed? Ella Shechol Shmini Shelo Liyos Bishabos Erev HaRegel. Yontif was on Sunday. Erev Yontif was on a Shabbos. That's the eighth day after his Avelus had begun. Well, he can't now shave on Shabbos. Can't shave on Shabbos. So such a person, we tell him, you don't have to wait until after Yom Tov. You can take your shave on Chol HaMoed.
Why do we assume that he can shave on Erev Yontif if it's still Shloshim?
Because Yontiv is going to be Mevatel Shloshim.
But it's not Mevatel yet.
Okay, we'll see. That's what we'll see what happens.
What's the Havamina though?
No, the Havamina, that he's saying that since it will, Chachamim say, we will allow you to do so on Erev Yontiv already. We'll see whether it has to be, according to the Ramah, it has to be Samach L'Chashecha, after you daven Mincha already, where you indicate that the reason why we're doing it is to make sure that you'll look nice on Yontiv.
So the
but if that's the case, what do you need the Shabbos case for?
Because when should he shave?
No, his.
Because the Mechaber doesn't say you have to wait until Samach L'Chashecha. He says you can do it in the morning already.
So because of
or whatever it is, even according to the Ramah, why should we allow you to shave on Chol HaMoed when you had an opportunity to do so Erev Yontif?
Same question.
Samach L'Chashecha is still Shabbos?
No. He meant on the previous case, where it was a weekday.
So Kavod Yom Tov will outweigh Shloshim. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, because Yom Tov is going to anyhow be Docha Yom Shloshim. It's going to override it, cancel it.
Okay, but we're saying
so. So you don't have to wait until it hits to be Docha.
Correct. We'll soon see. This is going to be.
Other examples of that in Halacha where we do that? Something's going to happen, so therefore we do something.
Yeah, we do it by Shiva too. If
first of all, the only case you can have Shmini be Shabbos
and have a Chol HaMoed, it would be Pesach. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos is like a
We'll talk about Erev Pesach in the time when you're Mekadesh the Chodesh of Yiriya, anything can happen any day. What?
Good. So that's what the Gemara says. Ibaya legiluche Erev Shabbos. The Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina, Bar Shela, Halacha ke Abba Shaul. The Halacha is like Abba Shaul. Who is Abba Shaul? Abba Shaul is the author of the opinion that we state the principle of Miktsas Hayoim Kikula. That the observable of part of the day is considered like the full day. The Chachamim disagree totally with that principle. The Chachamim do not acknowledge the principle of Miktsas Hayoim Kikula. So, therefore, the Gemara is saying that in this particular case, and here, Modim Chachamim Le'Abba Shaul Kishechal Shmini Shelo Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel Shemuto legaleach be'erev Shabbos. So, even though the Chachamim do not normally believe in Miktsas Hayoim Kikula, in this particular situation, they do believe in Miktsas Hayoim Kikula, in which case, even the Chachamim, who normally deny the Halacha, would say, on this particular situation, Erev Yom Tov, when it came out on Shabbos, the eighth day when it comes out on Shabbos, when will they allow him to take a shave? On Friday. Now Friday is not day eight. Friday is what? Day seven. So it's the last day of the Shiva. But Abba Shaul says, since we say Miktsas Hayoim Kikulo, we allow the seventh day, that Friday, to be considered part of the Shiva, as well as what? The beginning of what? Of the Shloshim. The Chachamim deny that. The Chachamim would say that under normal circumstances, that entire Friday is considered what? The last day of the Shiva, in which case, Shloshim will have to be observed then over Yom Tov. Shloshim, and you could not take a haircut that particular day. Because the principle of Yom Tov interrupting a sequence of Avelus is predicated upon the fact that you started the Avelus before Yom Tov. So in this situation, according to the Chachamim, if they basically deny the principle of Miktsas Hayoim Kikula, which they do, then this particular Friday is still the entire Friday. Is what? Is now is just a day of Shiva, and there's nothing you can do on that particular Friday. Absolutely not. So, in this case, however, modim chachamim la'abashol, that in this particular case, we'll learn this in two blot on daf yutes. In this particular case, the Chachamim acknowledge that Abba Shaul's halacha is correct, and they apply Miktsas Hayoim Kikula. If that, just one second, if that's the case, according to everybody, when could this person have taken a haircut? When could he have taken a haircut?
Everybody.
On Friday. Why do you have to allow him to take a haircut when? On Chol HaShomoed. That's the Gemara's question. Yeah.
So why did the Why did the Chachamim yield to Abba Shaul?
Okay, we're going to do that when we get to your test, where the sugya is.
But is this the notion?
And not everybody agrees that they did yield. There is a machlokes amoraim if they actually yielded to Abba Shaul.
Isn't this sort of like an Abba
Chlal,
sort of?
Okay, so it's an interesting application of Abba Chlal. It's something like it. It's something like it. It's not exactly, but I hear where your mind is spinning. But it's not exactly Avad B'chol.
That's when we say, you know, the that's not predicated on the halach of mitzas hayon. Adran b'chlal is when you give a designated time. Does it mean to include that time or up until that time? Has nothing to do with part of the day or not. Yes.
The Rabbanan only talk about shaving, or it's everything.
All whatever. No, what,
shloshim would end. Then.
What exactly? Whatever is permissible during shloshim. The primary prohibition is shaving. There's only
and
two.
That's really the only part that matters because of Chol HaMoed.
Correct. But there are only two aspects of shloshim that the Gemara records. Number one, that you're not permitted to take a shave or a haircut. Number two, you are not permitted to wear bigodim migu hatzim, starched clothing. Starched clothing. Some people still have their Chinese laundry guys starch your shirts. So if somebody happens to be in Avelus during Shloshim, he has to tell them they have to be no starch whatsoever because there is an Isur Gihutz. So it's not exactly the most pronounced thing in the world, but that too would be terminated on this, and there'd be no problem with wearing a starch shirt on Chol HaShemoed. Here the problem is that there's an Isur Giluach on Chol HaShemoed. Yeah.
I had mitzvahs, I apologize. So the mitzvahs Yom Kikulo issue, is that because you want to be Megal for Avelus?
No.
It has nothing
to do with Avelus. We're going to see where it gets its origin from. So it might be a pasuk in the Torah. We'll see. There's going to be a whole debate about it. It applies to Nazirus. It applies to the laws of Zava. We will see. We're going to see this. We're going to get to started. I don't know if you'll complete it tonight, but we're going to get started with the concept of Mikta Sayyam Kikula, a titanic machloikis, how to understand it. It's a very important sugya, and we're going to spend time on it. Yeah.
So I know we paskin like that in every shiva that we do. So we get up first thing. Yeah, right?
Correct. We paskin like the halacha is, like Abba Shaul.
So basically, practically, what's actually happening then is shiva ends and shloshim begins, even though it's the seventh day. That's basically what we're saying?
That's correct, according to Abba Shaul. According to the Chachamim, shiva ends sundown after the seventh day. And the next day, day eight, is when shloshim begins. Rabbi Shaul's chiddush that it's ola lekan ulekan. The very same day can be part of the unit called shiva and also trigger the beginning of the unit called shloshim.
Why do we not entertain the possibility that Kvod Yontif would overrule the issur of shaving on the seventh day of shiva? Like, why do we have to? Why do the Chachamim force to do that? I mean, we want to start shloshim, right?
Correct. You have to start. The principle is that a yomtiv is doche. It can't be doche something that hasn't begun yet.
It'll be doche shiva.
But that's okay, fine.
So why?
But there's still an issur shloshim. It will be doche shloshim shiva if it's the third day or the fourth day. But here, erev yomtiv is the seventh day.
Okay.
So now what do you do?
Erev Pesach, if it's...
We'll talk about Erev Pesach in a second. That might be a little exception to the rule about the leniency. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
So when the fourth day is Erev Yantif, you can't shave on the Chol HaMoed. You can.
If the fourth day...
of Shiva is...
That is correct. That's correct. Because you can't apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo on the fourth day of Avelus.
Right,
so Yom Tov terminates what?
Shiva.
That is true.
Right.
But then the Shloshim hasn't gotten started yet. Therefore, you observe Shloshim throughout Yom Tov, and he's not allowed to take a haircut or a Chol
HaShemoed. Why is there a conflict between Yom Tov and Shloshim, as the Moshe was asking?
No, it wasn't, but okay.
There's an Isra
of
Avelus on Yom
Tov,
right?
No. There's no Isra Avelus or Shabbos.
Is it not shaving?
No Avelus is on Yantar. There's no expression of Shiva on Shabbos. Public manifestation of Shiva. But Avelus applies on Shiva. We observe Shloshim for four Shabbatot during the Shloshim.
But what about the Isra of Simcha on Yantar that should override that component of Shiva?
But it does, only if it got started. That's the whole thing. If it didn't get started, The mitzvah of simcha can't be osi a simcha de rabim umivatel la avelus de yachid can't work unless there is avelus de yachid yet. Hasn't can't work.
But if the eighth day, if the eighth day is erev yontif, you started the shloshim erev, right? The eighth day is the first day of shloshim.
That's a court, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is here with Shabbos.
Even if it's Shabbos, it's still the
first day of
shloshim.
But you can't shave.
No, I understand.
So, yeah, right. It is of course the shloshim.
Yeah.
But the practical thing is, see, the Mark asked the question: why couldn't he shave erev yontif?
Right, but you can't say it's the shloshim hasn't started yet.
I didn't say that. Of course, it started.
Okay,
100%. Yeah. Answers the Gemara. Answers the Leitzricha. What's the case? Shechal Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Shabbos Erev Aregel. You know what the case is? Not the eighth day came out on Shabbos. The seventh day of the Shiva came out on Shabbos. So Tana Bera Savala Ka'abashov. The Oma Mitzas Hayom Kikulo, the Yom Ashvi Ola Lilakanu Lukan, the Tavon the Shabbos have a onus. Fine. So the Brisa, which allows the Ovel to shave on Chol HaShamoed, holds like Abba Shov. So if the seventh day happened to be on Shabbos, according to Abba Shov, the Shiva comes to an end Shabbos morning. And Shabbos, 2 minutes later, or 1 minute later, what starts beginning? The eighth day is the Shloshim. So, okay. But he can't shave because it's Shabbos. So what did the Braisa now say? Such an Avel is allowed to shave when? On Chol HaShamoed. Because he buys into Abba Shol. However, the Mishnah, which is our point of departure, this Perek is talking about Avelos. All the other things were just thrown in. But according to the Mishnah, the Avel's not permitted to shave on Chol HaShamoed. Why not? Because they don't buy into what? Into Abba Shaul's opinion. They hold like the Chachamim. So therefore, that Shabbos was the seventh day of Shiva, and that seventh day of Shiva continued until L'cha Doidi L'kwas Kalab in the Shabbos Tekabla. And then the Shloshim started when Yontif already started. Too late, we can't be Dochehit. And as a result, under those circumstances, the Avelim cannot shave on Chol HaShamoed. So the Machloikis between the Brisa, which allows an Avel to shave, and the Mishnah, which does not allow an Avel to shave, hinges upon whether or not you accept Abba Shaul's opinion or not. Abba Shaul, who believes Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo, so the Shloshim already started on Shabbos, just like you said, and as a result, in theory, had it not been Shabbos, we would have held them accountable to shave on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to shave on Shabbos. Therefore, the Chachamim allowed them to shave on Chol HaMoed, because they were anusim on Erev Yontif. The Halacha made them an anus.
And if you don't hold it,
the Shloshim hasn't begun. It's Shiva until Shkia Sachama.
Until
Shkia Sachama. Either Shkia, whatever it
Saturday
is.
Saturday night, and then Shloshim.
Till Friday night. It's Saturday night, and now Yontif starts. Too late to take a shave. Can't shave on Yontif.
So the Chachamim are still going to penalize him.
Yes, because his Shloshim didn't start yet. Until Yom Tov. So once the Shloshim didn't start, Yom Tov cannot be Mevatel the Shloshim.
So they're arguing on...
Everybody agrees that. Everyone agrees that if the Shloshim had not started, you can't be Mevatel the Shloshim. Just one second. The only difference is that according to Abba Shaul, Shloshim have started. According to the Chachamim, Shloshim have not yet begun until it's coincided with Yom Tov.
Did Shloshim start when Abela started? When does the social actual start?
No, it's the nihugim, the unique, limited nihugim of Shloshim begin after Shiva.
So you could have a Velus ending, and you could have no Shloshim. So you have a period when you finish the
Velus. No, you count the days, you count the day, but the nihugim don't apply. Yes, that's all. There's a lot of tampering with Shloshim. because of Yontif.
So the days count. You still have 30 days from the moment of burial.
No, you don't have 30 full days. In which case?
So if you say the Shloshim didn't start yet because you did not have...
Good, so now you have to finish the Shloshim. You have to finish the Shloshim. So there are now 22 days left of Shloshim. 7 days of Yontif.
Yeah.
Seven. And you keep going. Now, when you get, if it happens, the Yontif we're talking about is Sukkos, there's a whole new debate. What about Shmini Atzeres? The Ravid is of the opinion that Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov and it is Mevato the Shloshim. We don't paskin like the Ravid. We say that Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days of the Shloshim. 7 days of the Shloshim. But it doesn't, it's not Mevatel.
So Shloshim could easily be not 30 days.
And yeah, yes. When you deal with Yom Tov time, it's definitely usually not 30 days. That's the way we pass it.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry to be slow on this point. So Yontif and Shloshim kind of come in simultaneously.
Correct.
And that's not sufficient.
To be Mevatel. Since it's still on, you can't shave.
That's very strange. Okay.
Why should you? Why is it strange? It's got to start before it's interrupted. That's the halacha. Why? That's the halacha. In order to be mevatel something, it has to have had an application when you observed it. If you didn't, if the yontif would mevatel it, it would never come to fruition.
I get.
They don't want it. They want to observe avelus. But the Yontov overpowered. The Avelis didn't start. Same thing with Shiva.
Okay, I get that.
Why have, if somebody passes away on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontov, right? And there was no Kvur yet. No Kvur yet. Okay. And so.
They shave?
Yes. Because they're not Avelim yet. Or here's the case, the famous case of the Netziv. Somebody got a telegram after they lit candles on Erev Yontif. Because, as we will soon see, there are two ways to trigger the Chiyuv of Avelus. Either the Kvura triggers the Chiyuv of Avelus. That's provided that you know the person passed away,
or you're involved.
What happens if you didn't? What happens if you don't know the person passed away?
So is the telegram like a shmur chok?
That's so. Shmur chok is after 30 days. Mm-hmm. The telegram came within 30 days. So when you get a telegram, when you are informed that somebody passed away within 30 days, you have to sit a complete shiva, complete shiva. So here is the famous case. A woman lit candles an hour before Yontif. She was Mekabel Tosis Yontif. Now the telegram comes and says her father died. Okay. Can she sit Shiva on that during that last hour? So that depends on the nature of Tosis Shabbos. If we believe that Tosis Shabbos, Tosis Yontif, is a full Yontif, she didn't sit Shiva yet. So when does she observe Shiva? After Yontif, completely. After Yontif is over, you start sitting Shiva.
That's a little different here.
Why? You can't terminate anything until it starts.
The process of Avelis has started. Where you are in the stages is different, meaning that
Shloshim haven't started yet, according to
the Shloshim have started.
They haven't. That's what he asked me. The Shloshim have not started. The unique applications of the laws of Shloshim have not yet begun because the Shiva hasn't ended.
When did the Yisra shaving begin? At the moment of Kvura, right when it became an oven.
Correct.
So that Yisra shaving is the same Yisra throughout 30 days.
Okay, but the way the halacha looks at it, it has to be manifest because of the Shloshim, not because of the Shiva. There would be an Yisra of shaving. Let's assume there was no halacha of Shloshim. Would you be permitted to shave during the Shiva? No. The halacha is looking to...
What's the address?
What?
What's the address?
To express the Shloshim through a nihug of Avelus. That's the halacha. I don't know why. That's the halacha. If they'd agree with Moshe, he'd be arguing the other point. That's all. Why isn't it the other way?
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Tana didan, savala kirabanan, De amri lo amrinan mitzas hayom kekulo, ve akati lo shlim avelus de shiva. And as of yet, the avelus of shiva has not yet terminated. Therefore, the shloshim have not begun until Yom Tov has arrived. And once Yom Tov has arrived, it is too late to overpower the next tikufa of avelus. Good. Now,
but is it only from, I was just listening to the discussion here and what everyone's been asking, and I think Moshe's question in particular is what triggers this. We're talking about, and what you've been saying is that Yom Tov can't abate something that hadn't yet started.
Correct.
But Yom Tov is an ongoing event. It doesn't just happen for 1 minute. So if while Yom Tov is at Yom Tov, now it's Yom Tov, a minute from now, 2 minutes.
No, but so what? It's the beginning of the Yom Tov that serves as the terminator.
Only the beginning.
Nothing can ever happen in the middle of a Yom Tov. That's why if somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, we bury him, but Avelus is delayed. You can't terminate the Avelus because it can't get started on Yom Tov. Now, Tosfos asks the question that everybody asks. In order to have day number 8 on Shabbos, when did the Kvura have to take place?
Shabbos.
On the previous Shabbos. Well, you're not allowed to engage in Kvura the previous Shabbos. So how could there ever be a situation where the 8th day of Avelus is a Shabbos if Avelus could never have been triggered on a Shabbos? Because there is no burying on Shabbos under any circumstance. On Yom Tov, as we all know, you're allowed to bury somebody on the first day of Yom Tov with the participation of Gentiles. No Jew. No Jew on the first day of Yom Tov. On the second day of Yom Tov, a Jew is permitted to bury bury somebody on the second day of Yom Tov. In Chutz La'aretz as well. Only in Chutz La'aretz. There's only no second day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. Only for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and second day Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, we also treat like a second day Yom Tov for mace purposes. Mace purposes. Today, there's only 2 communities that bury somebody on the second day of Yom Tov. Broyers and Satmar. Only 2 communities that still do it. And the Rav and Rav Moshe were very much against it because it leads to incredible Chilul Yom Tov. Incredibly. Because the only thing you're allowed to do is that which is essential for Kvura. You're allowed to make the Tachricha, the shroud. You're allowed to make it. You're allowed to dig the grave, which is an Issa Doraisa. But you're allowed to. But you can't drive to the cemetery. You can't have 1,500 people drive to the cemetery. And that's why it's so unusual that certain communities, particularly by Satmar, in fact, a couple of years ago, if you remember, there was a tragedy. It was on the first day of Yom Tov where they did it.
Yeah.
They had a guy do everything. But a lot of people came to the cemetery and there was a fire and it was with the candles and a 17-year-old girl got killed. And they buried on the first day Yom Tov.
How'd they get there?
What?
How'd they get there?
A guy drove to her, drove all the cars.
But who does the Tara?
What?
You're permitted to
do you can, you can do the Tara. Anything that's absolutely indispensable, you can do. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. So Tosfos asked the question. Let's read the Tosfos. The second Tosfos on the top of the page. Kigon kishechol shmini b'shabbos. So Tosfos asks the question without asking the question. Sometimes, more often than not, Tosfos introduces the question himself. Vim toimar chlefregen akasha or tema. Es is bamir avunder. I am perplexed. Sometimes Tosis gets right to the answer, and by the answer you figure out the question. The question is, how can you have Yom Shmini La'Avelos if there is no Kvura on the first on Shabbos? Answers Tosis. Kigon Shama Shmua B'Shabbos D'Kvura So Lo Haya B'Shabbos. The burial was Thursday or Tuesday, but you didn't hear about it. When did the telegram come? On Shabbos. So the telegram came on Shabbos. So you started your Avelus on Shabbos. Your Avelus ended the next Friday, was the Shiva, and Yom Shabbos, the next Shabbos was Yom Shmini La'Aveluto. That's what Tosfos says. That's case number one.
The telegram said your parent died and he was buried on so-and-so day.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And within 30 days.
Within 30 days. If the person died and the burial took place more than 30 days, the halacha is you only need one day of Shiva, and we paskin like Abba Shaul, so all you need is mixas ayon.
And do you do it
sit
on
for an hour
do it on
and
Shabbos?
That's it.
You wait till Sunday.
No, never. No, you do it on a Sunday.
So yeah. If he finds out on Shabbos, he'll do the mixas yom kippur.
No, if you do on Shabbos, we paskin. We'll see. Okay. We paskin. You do it on Shabbos. You just sit. You sit on the Shabbos. You know,
whatever.
It's hard to manifest itself, but you know, you'll do something. You take off your shoes. Take off your shoes for an hour, and then we do that actively. When you have elderly parents who you don't want to tell them or burden them with a full shiva, so you will hold the information, and then you tell them after the shloshim, then you tell them, that's when they hear about it, and they only have to sit shiva for, you know, for one morning, and that's it. Yeah. So that's answer number one.
Here's a question, in cases of like modern time zone issues that we have now, how does it work? You go with the time zone that someone's buried, or they go to hear about it. Let's say you're someone's being buried at X time zone in the morning, you're at night.
And when you heard it?
Well, it's at the same time. You know what's going on. You're at night on the following day, and it's the morning.
Okay, so if you're not there at the Kfura?
You're not there at the Kfura. Someone's not there at the Kfura.
So it depends. There's a machloikis today, in our day and age, where you can get 5 seconds the notification when the Kfura is taking place. But in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't plan to attend the Kvura, you start sitting Shiva as soon as the people have left your neighborhood. So no matter when the Kvura is going to take place, you'll be ahead of them. You'll be ahead of them. You start right away. That's answer number one. Answer number two, says Tosfos, Ubi Rushalmi Muki La Kishigoroso Chaya Vinisyaashu Livakesh. The Monin Law Mishoshinisyaashu. What happened was an animal grabbed the hold of her. And now you know, have no idea where the body is. So when you give up for the search, then you start sitting Shiva immediately. Well, when did the rescue queue say, rescuers say, itself, we're giving up? It was a Shabbos. So you start sitting Shiva right then on Shabbos. And therefore, the Friday is the day 7, Shabbos is day 8. That was the Yerushalmi's answer. The Yerushalmi's answer. However, now take the sheet. There is a Rabbeinu Yechiel, and everybody attacks him. This is cited by the Tur in Yerodea Hilchos Siman Tov Beis. The Kosav B'Sefer HaMitzvos, it's written in the Sefer HaMitzvos, HaShomeya Shmua Krova B'Shabbos, if somebody hears a Shmua Krova, meaning within 30 days, HaShabbos Ole Lo L'Yom Echad, the Shabbos counts as the first day. Ulemachar Korea. As soon as you hear a Shmua Kroiva, you're supposed to rip your garment. But you can't rip a garment on Shabbos. The Hevelei Vav Shvi'i La'Avelos. And as a result, the Friday, the following Friday, is the seventh day of the Shiva. Seventh day of the Yeshiva. There's an interesting sugya in Shabbos, and it's even elaborated even more greatly in the Yerushalmi, if somebody did rip Kriya on Shabbos. Hakoreya bechamaso ve'almeso. So normally, ripping a garment on Shabbos is not chayiv at all, because it's destructive. It's destructive, mekalkel. The only time that you are chayiv for koreya is al menas litfor. If you plan on restitching it, right? So if you're doing stitching, you rip out the stitches. But the Gemara talks about a situation that if you rip and it has a positive effect, even though without it, it's not almanas litfor. You got you're angry, so you want to rip up a phone book. Do they still print phone books? They don't print them anymore, so you can't do that. So, but they used to have ripping a phone book and almeso. So the question is, if it's considered koreya, if that is considered a violation, it's not a it is a real chil Shabbos. Will you be mikayim the mitzvah of kriya, or will we say that's a mitzvah babaveru? Like, it's a funny thing. If you are mekayim the mitzvah, then you're chayim. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah, then you weren't mekalkel. It's one of those funny discussions. Very funny discussion.
Does it have the status of a tolda though, to some extent, or is it an actual?
No. It's the av of koreya. The question is this type of koreya chayiv or not? V'chein kosav balolochus gedolos. However, Harav Rabbeinu Yechiel, which is the Rush's brother, is often called Rabbi Chiel Mipariz, Kosav, She'ein Shabbos Ole Lo B'tchilas HaMinyan. Shabbos does not count as the beginning of the Shiva. Ele Yaschil Limnos B'yom Aleph. He should start counting on Sunday, the next day. Vehevele Yom Shabbos Shvi'i Lavelus. So now the seventh day is Shabbos, not on Friday. Vinoeg bo dvarim shibitzina. But even though the Shiva does not start until Sunday, you have to observe not having marital relations on that particular Shabbos when you heard about it. You have to noeg bo. Or he might be talking about the following Shabbos. Yeah. The second Shabbos. Second Shabbos.
But isn't it, why does it tell us that here? I mean, everyone knows that about Shabbos.
No, but say he wants to know, even though the Shiva will end on Friday, technically, so he's throwing it in.
No. According to the way he's counting,
it's Shabbos, but you get up on Friday, but the way to make sure that it's still Shabbos is that you don't have marital relations on Shabbos. Sure. That's the only expression, according to many.
Is there an Issur Rabbanan to break up?
Wow.
Of course there's an Issur Rabbanan.
There's still an Issur Rabbanan. What was said?
In which case?
What was?
He didn't say to rip it on Shabbos. He says Lamacha Korea. I just mentioned the Mishnah that if you happen to have ripped it on Shabbos.
Right.
So, but of course, we would tell somebody not to rip it.
Could you get a goy? Would it be allowed? It's a first.
What is that?
So could you get a goy to do it for you? For mitzvah, for the Rabbanan, for a mitzvah.
I know, but here the Rabbanan said delay the mitzvah till the next day. The only time you have a right to ask a guy to do a mitzvah is if the mitzvah has to be done today. If the mitzvah doesn't have to be done today, there's an Isra Amir Lunakli. Yeah?
What Rachel is saying sounds a little bit like when Tisha B'Av Zenitcha, Shabbos.
Right?
So there are certain hugim you do on Shabbos, even though it's not.
That's another machloikis. That's correct. Correct. Yes.
So his kiddush is that even if you got the shmua beforehand, he wants to delay everything till after Shabbos.
Correct. So the problem which everybody's going to ask on him, how do you explain our Gemara? Under what circumstances would there be, he didn't know the Yerushalmi, but he even according to him, I don't think he would make any difference. whether it's Shmu or Ra or an animal, you don't start sitting Shiva on Shabbos. Just as it is impossible to trigger Shiva due to a burial. You don't bury on Shabbos. So his opinion, there is never a start of a Shiva on a Shabbos. So the question which the Keren Oyer and everybody's going to ask on him is, how do you extend Al Gemara? Under what circumstances would Shmini be on a Shabbos? Shmini la Aveluso. Under what circumstances would it be? Yes.
Someone buried on Friday close to Sunday.
Yes.
And they never chanted for Shiva on Friday. Wouldn't Shiva start on Shabbos?
The answer is yes, because the Mechayev is the Kfura. And the Kfura was before, but let's assume it was very late, and he forgot to sit down at the seventh, didn't take off his shoes. Yes, yes, it would start on Shabbos. But the Mechayev was the Kfura. Here, he doesn't allow the Mechayev, since there is no Kfura, he doesn't allow the other Mechayevim to start on Shabbos either. Can't trigger Avelos on a Shabbos. So, if you turn the page for a second... Page number 2. So I bracketed there. The Kosav Ode. This is the Beis Yosef. Commenting there. She Kosav Rabbeinu Meir, May, wherever he is. Hinini Mesupak. Im Shoma Shmua Kroiva B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel Im Ole Osa Shabbos L'Minyan Shiva. So he has a different application of this. Somebody heard a Shmua on Erev on Shabbos, but it was Erev Yontif. So what's his real, what's the question which Rabbi Meir had? Is the Yontif going to what? Be Mevatel the Shiva. So if you believe that the Shiva technically starts, even though there's not much way to be manifest the Shiva, under those circumstances, Yontif is Mevatel. But you might want to say, as Rabbi Yechiel does, when there is a Shmua Kroiva on a Shabbos, it doesn't start. In which case, the Shiva never got started. So then Yontif at night will not be Mevatel the Shiva. So he quotes somebody else, this Rabbeinu Meir, who was Misupak, as to what the halacha happens to be. Happens to be.
Didn't Tosfos say the Shoma Shmua Shabbos does start?
Tosfos disagrees.
Oh,
yeah, that's all. We have that's why I'm bringing this. So Machloikis, Tosfos, the majority of Rishonim against the Rabbeinu Yechiel and Misupak, the Rabbeinu Meir. And Tosfos is saying, I'm compelled to say this in order to explain our Gemara. Without it, then the Gemara makes no sense. No sense. And therefore, turn to page 3, the Keren Oira. He's a spokesman for many Achronim.
Nobody would say you wait to start the Shiva after Yom Tov?
In which case?
In this case.
This Rabbeinu Meir? Of course it would be after Yom Tov. Because you can't start Shiva on a Yom Tov.
Right.
That's correct. Okay. It would be delaying it all the way till after Yom Tov. Correct.
Wait, what does Nafka mean if you're worried about? If it starts Shabbos,
then Yontif would be Mevatel. It comes at night.
Mevatel Shiva?
Mevatel the Shiva.
Shiva.
Yeah. Mevatel Shiva, that's it. No more Shiva.
Maybe if you heard about it beforehand, what if the day after Yontif is a Shabbos? Maybe he holds it differently. Meaning, let's say Yontif, you heard about it, Yontif, there's no Shiva. And then it's Thursday, Friday, Yontif's over, let's say, and then Shabbos is your first day afterwards. Maybe he's talking about here, you feel holds by a Shmuel, if you actually hear it, maybe there's some kind of aspect of
Everybody holds then that if somebody dies on Yontif, or has a Shmuel Kroiva on Yontif,
right,
that we start the Shiva right after.
Right, so
no,
maybe
it would start on Friday, the second day Yontif.
Friday,
second day Yontif, we don't sit Shiva, but it counts as the first day of the Shiva. Automatically. That's the way we practice. It doesn't count. It counts, rather, but you don't sit. So there are only 6 active days of the Shiva in such a situation. And in the Thursday, Friday, the first active day would be Saturday night, Sunday. You would have two inactive days of Shiva in a row. So here, the Karen Ayre asks the question. The Ayin Batur, Yerodea, the Kosel B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Shabbos Eino Olelo, the Hadavar Tamua, it's puzzling. The Chemavua B'Yerushalmi B'Mechilton, Hayu Kimta Nami, the Shamashmua B'Shabbos. How is it, the way our Gemara was explained, the only way to get day 8 on a Shabbos is to have a Shmua Kroiva on a Shabbos, and it counts as day number 1. How is he going to explain this Gemara? So, the Rashash, on page number 4, came up with an ingenious way of doing this. It's a bizarre case.
Shocker.
But he says it anyhow. In the first line, Gemara, Shechol Shmini Shalol Yos B'Shabbos, V'ayin B'Tosos, U'mizeh Koshali Al Divrei HaRav Yabichiel, Shehevi Hatur B'Sof Simin Tof Beis, V'Hevi Yohata Hashem, Sifkat Nehe, the Ein Shabbos Ole B'Tchilas HaMini. Shabbos does not count as the first day of a Shmuel Kroiva. V'im Kain, Eich Matzole Shmini B'Shabbos. How is it ever possible to have a Shmini on Shabbos? Achar ze Matzasi le HaKaren Oira She'omad Bazeh. I saw that Karen Oira asked that question. V'yesh Loimar, I'm going to suggest the following answer. Al pi mashekosav hashach b'simin shin mem sifkat mem b'shem haRamban. Behischil linhog avelos. Somebody started sitting shiva because they told him a relative died. Va'achar kein amale delomes. After he was in the middle of shiva, they told him it was a mistaken telegram. It was not him.
It was the other guy.
Yeah. Vehifsik. And he stopped sitting shiva. V'chazro, and another telegram came, v'amalei demes, that he did sit shiva. That he did die, rather. K'may she'amar harishayinim, da'af yimei hafsaka oilin lo. That even the days in which he stopped sitting shiva count towards the shiva. That's what the Ramban said. V'siyem, and he concluded, did the shach, v'davar zeh tzorich Talmud. I'm not 100% sure if this is an actual correct psak halacha. Maybe it's wrong. And that the days in which you did not observe shiva should not count to the shiva. That's the more logical thing to do. Not that because somebody... You know, I could have said that not only the days of the Hafsaka couldn't count, maybe even the first days that he did, because at now what happens, he did it under false circumstance.
Well, I would think the other way.
Why?
Shiva was triggered by an event.
Right.
Whether he observed it or not is irrelevant. It now is just like Shabbos is triggered by Shabbos. If I'm not observing Shabbos, I'm not observing. It's still Shabbos.
Okay, but that we know that that's not really true. Somebody who hears a Shmua and decides I'm not sitting shiva yet, he has to sit shiva. If you're at a burial and you don't start sitting shiva, you did nothing to indicate. I didn't take off my shoes. I never sat down. I took a shower. I'm taking a shave. There is nothing that I do. The halacha is you have to sit a full shiva. So the day itself, the expiration of a day, does not necessarily count. What do we require at least to get started?
Well, this guy did, I would say.
So now listen to this. V'yesh loimar... The Harav Rabbeinu Yechiel Yizbor, the Ein Olin, that the days definitely what? Do not count. So if the days don't count, what happened? So what happens? He exactly. What does he do? He resumes. So when did? So what happened here? The kfura was, let's say, they told him on a Thursday. I told him on a Friday, let's say. I don't know how you got to work out the case.
Wednesday.
He thought he was sitting shiv on Shabbos, but then what happened? What?
No, he went a few days.
All right. Right, stop. And let's assume you have 2 days left. Which 2 days are there? Friday and Shabbos. Those are the last 2 days. Exactly. Those are the last 2 days. And that's how you get the eighth day.
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. And then, exactly. And on Shabbos. Exactly. Day eight is on Shabbos. No problem.
Why does he think Rabbi Yechiel says this as opposed to anybody else?
No, he says he thinks that's running through Rabbi Yechiel's mind. That's the only case.
Why does he think that? Oh, he thinks that's the case. That
because otherwise Rabbi Chil would have no way to explain our Gemara.
It's not based on his psak. That he
no, he's just trying, he's trying to make answer the Gemara.
I thought he learned that from his psak.
No, he didn't learn it from psak. Maybe we can say that Rabbi Chil will weigh in on that particular issue, that if you stop because you were told somebody did not die, do those intermittent days count or not? So he will hold they don't count. You resume the count when you got it, and you work it out that the last 2 days were Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Rabbi Chil said a lot of unusual things, and he's most famous, from stopping his brother, the Rush, from doing something that is ma'od, ma'od hegyoni. The Rush found it a problem that we, in Chutz La'aretz, start saying the same Talumata Levracha on December the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Says, this is ridiculous. He lived in Spain, and he said the rainy season was after Pesach, was a heavy rainy season. So he wanted to continue to say Masha Baruch HaMayr HaGashem and the same Talumata Levracha after Pesach. Because either we follow Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, they start saying it on the seventh day of Cheshvan, no matter what. So if all of Chutz La'aretz observes seventh day of Cheshvan, that's fine. Or you do it on the local needs of your community, not what happened in Babylonia, which is Iraq. We are going to follow the rainy season of Iraq. Saddam Hussein is going to tell us when to what to say the same Talumat Levracha. I said, that's ridiculous. So his brother wrote him a whole letter and said, if you're going to change that, you're going to have no friends. All of the Talmidei Chachamim are going to ignore you. And he had an impact. The Rush did not change it. Even though, logically, he's 100% right. He should have changed it, because it just makes no sense whatsoever. And that's sometimes the halachic inertia. People, we do something, and even today, even if you wanted to observe this practice, it's not 60 days after the Tkufa. 60 days after the Tkufa is about November 23rd, 60 days after the autumnal equinox. But when they changed the calendar from the Julian to the Gregorian, they added in 11 days, and they just smacked those 11 days, so it became December the 4th. So it's just totally ludicrous, but that's the way it was done.
It keeps on changing, apparently. There's always a micro amount. Like in 50 years, it's going to be December 5th or 6th.
Okay.
It keeps on changing.
Okay.
That's true.
Good. That's this now. So in this particular case, we paskin that... we paskin this way that we accept Abba Shaul's opinion, and the Mechaber writes, I don't know if I blew it, did I go to the Mechaber here?
This case is amazing. I'm a little amazing.
Mm-hmm. So look at page 5 for a second. Here is the Mechaber writes this halacha concerning a guy who was told, and then he was told he didn't die. Omru lo meis aviv, v'kara v'nohak tzas yimei avelus, v'achakach omru lo lo meis v'hifsik, v'chazru v'omru lo b'pam harishon meis, k'mo she'omru harishonim, yatsu yedei kriya. So he is, the fact that he ripped kriya the first time, he fulfilled his obligation. So now, listen to this. He emphasizes that the second report came and said that he had died on the exact day that what? That he was told initially. So some achroinim amidayik in the mechaber. What happens when the second telegram comes? It indeed says he did die, but it was not the original day that was reported.
Starts from scratch.
So he starts from scratch, and he has to rip kriya again. Because when he ripped kriya at the time, there was no chiyuv to rip kriya.
Does that depend if it was moved earlier or later?
That's a sub-machlokes of that. Whether it was moved earlier or later.
Because if he was already passed away, you might think
correct.
It's good. But if
you're right. Like, yes.
Isn't there any issue of the tirfa upon somebody like that?
The what?
The tirfa, yep. Psychological tirfa on someone.
It doesn't. And if you go to page 6 on the bottom, you see that the Shach writes. He writes, Yidei Kriya, Olenin Zayne Me'av Avelus, Korov HaYolomar, it would appear to us, Kevon Shechola Olav Avelus, since he started the Avelus, V'nohagu, Afal Pi Shebotel Mitzas HaYomim B'shogeg, even though some of the days he stopped because he got inaccurate information, Olin Lo, the ain tashlumin la avelus. Those days count, and he does not have to make up those days. The dover zet sorich talmud. And just as the Beis Yosef had quoted, he says, I'm not 100% sure, but it seems logical to him that this is indeed the case.
Does the Mechaber weigh in on the days? He only talks about Kriya. He makes no mention.
No, here's what he just talk about the days.
That's the Shach.
The Shach. But no, the Mechaber didn't say it.
He doesn't mention that.
That's correct. Now, yeah. So the Rashash had used this case, and he quoted the Shach, and the Shach not really convinced. So the Rishash used this to explain the Rabbeinu Yechiel, and the Shach is not 100% sure that he's willing to do it. It's a little unusual. Yeah. Now if you go to page 6a for a moment, to Halacha Ches, Siv Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, so here we'll see how they handle our Gemara. Im nohag shiva upoga bo haregel. If you observe shiva and yontiv comes, mivatel mimenu gzeiros lamed. Afilu chal yom shiva be'erev haregel, mutu l'saper u'lechabes be'erev haregel. You're allowed to go ahead because yontiv will be mivatel it. The huadin, so the Mechaber writes haircuts, ulechabes is laundry. Says the Rama, the huadin rechitza. Same thing is for bathing. Lididan, the noagin isu rechitza kol lamed. Ashkenazic practice was a minhag that they used to observe the isu rechitza throughout the entire shloshim. The entire shlosh. And
As a result, says the Ramah, if this situation presents itself, where we paskin like Abba Shaul, the last day of Shiva is Erev Yom Tov, so we will say that the morning counts as the last day of Shiva, the rest of the day counts as the first day of the Shloshim. Now, because of Simchas Yantiv, which will be Mevato the Shloshim, we're going to allow you to take a bath on Erev Yantiv as well. Yeah. Umutar lirchotz samuch le'erev. When do I allow you to take your bath? And the same thing would be true about the laundry. Close to the evening. So that it's nikar that I'm doing it because yantav was mevatalit. Ve'ein tzorach lahamtin ad halayla. You don't have to wait until absolute nightfall. Fine. That's what the Ramah says. That's what the Ramah says. Because we paskin like Abba Shaul. However, now,
doesn't
just...
Doesn't that imply that you can actually bail on Yantif?
What?
Yeah.
Can we say bail on Yantif?
Yes. It would seem to say so.
Not as Yantif.
Ain't Sorach Laham? No, it's not like Yantif.
Yantif.
Yantif. That's correct. It would be, yes. Well, in this shul, it's no big shock. I announce it every Yantif that you're allowed to take a shower on Yantif.
Black and white.
Yes. But there is another thing that emerges here. The practice of many Jews not to go swimming during the 9 days is predicated upon this particular minhag. If there is a minhag not to bathe during the shloshim, we believe that the 9 days have a din of shloshim. That's what we believe. There's a din of shloshim. And therefore became the practice to not to go bathing during the 9 days. So the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, said, in America today, we don't have the minhag to maintain the Issur Rechitza during Shloshim. We don't. In fact, the Rav was of the opinion, you're allowed to take a shower during the Shiva today. Because everybody is an Istanis. Everybody says, I can't go 7 days without a shower. And that was the head of Rabban Gamliel, who shaved who took a bath, during the Shiva when his slave Tevi died. So therefore, Rabbi Moshe says, there's no Issa to go swimming during the 9 days, because the entire Issa of swimming is predicated upon the fact that you would accept the Issa Rechitza during Shloshim. What? Nothing to do with Sakana. There's no Sakana going swimming today. Yeah? Never was. Yeah?
Is this link to Mefunak?
That's what an Istan is. He's a Mefunak. He can't.
Okay,
yeah, he can't. Yeah, the Mishnah uses the expression Istan is. Now, this was everybody says. However, the Shaar Tzion, Bar Ilan didn't have the Shaar Tzion. It only has the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shaar Tzion says that on Erev Pesach, even the Ramah would say you should not wait until Erev, because after Chatzos there's an Issa Malacha Al Pidin. So taking a shave, if on Erev Pesach, should this situation take place, should be done before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. The shower makes no difference. But the haircut or the shave should take place before Chatzos, because otherwise, after Chatzos, you're dealing with the Issur Rechitza. And as a result, this concern, and it's also considered that it's Issur Malacha, rather. So therefore, it's also obvious that it's the Yom Tov that allows it, because the Korban, the Yom Tov of Erev Pesach in itself is a Yom Tov. It's Yom Arba Asar. Chag HaPesach is the 14th. The rest of the Yantav is called the Chag HaMatzos, not Chag HaPesach. So that's what the Shaar Tzion adds
at that particular.
Does that Yom Tov break?
What?
Does that Yom Tov, does a Chatzi Hayom, or does that from Chatzot on break Shiva? Meaning if someone
no.
dies.
No, it does no. not. It's an interesting question, but it doesn't. It does not.
Doesn't someone who brings a korban, doesn't there no avelis on the day they bring a korban?
No, there's a mitzvah of simcha.
And that, but that's not the same.
That's not the same, because that's simcha de yachid. The Gemara says you need simcha de rabbi. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here, and next week we'll explore greatly the laws of mitzvah sayon kikulah.